The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
What's on your mind? I'm Gene Grainer, along with Todd Mitchell.
Hello.
To hosting your calls. What stations are we all on right now?
Well, K-Fire 550, the big mothership, and I'll say it just because Scott always does, otherwise everybody's going to feel like, you know, we're lost or something like that. 910 KCJB in Minot, AM 1100, the flag in Fargo, 1090 KTGO, flag west. I'm just rechristening it just because Scott decides to rechristen K-Fire, so I'll rechristen 1090 KTGO. Talk West, rocking out in the Bakken. And 1460 KLTC replay from 2 to 4 p.m. Mountain Time, plus the What's in Your Mind evening replay on K-Fire, 7 to 9 Central. If you ever miss the show in the morning, you can catch it in the evening. It's going to occasionally get preempted by a game. Now that we're in a fall sports that season, time. But there we are.
There it is.
So there we are. Well, 10:07, awaiting Congressman Kevin Cramer. If you want to get in and be ready, you could be ahead of the game at 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I'm sure Gene has thought of five more chicken jokes in the meantime, and I realize I should have had In the Mood by Hen House 5 Plus 2. Remember that back in the 70s?
Oh, I remember that. I can't believe it. It was a rage.
I know. I was 45 at home someplace.
It was like
Achy
Breaky Heart.
Now? I should have thought of that.
Yeah,
I should have thought of that an hour ago.
Actually, it was better than Achy Breaky Heart. But that chicken
pop. It was a lot better than Achy.
That was a good song. Did it make top 40?
It did.
It made top 40.
It's like in the 30s. I'll have to double check that chart position. Congressman Kevin Cramer is on What's on Your Mind. Good morning, Congressman.
Morning.
Welcome, Kevin. Gene Grainer here.
Hey, Gene. Great to be with you.
Yes. Sounds like when you go back to work here, it's going to be busy doing what you were doing here as public service commissioner, now as our congressman for the state of North Dakota. The EPA is at it again, and you've had to present the new issues with water. Farmers that want to create a dugout and then change their mind later on, you can't do that without the federal government say so. So what is the taking place? We've seen you have posted the map of North Dakota, and basically we're being looked at every square inch by the federal government, by the EPA.
Yeah, Gene, and you know, this is a topic, the waters of the U.S., I should say, has been a topic on this radio town hall several times because a lot of people are concerned about it, and they've called me about it, and we've been quite engaged on it because, because they're rightfully concerned. And so what we've done with the Waters of the U.S. rule, which is being promulgated by the EPA, and it's actually joint EPA and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, we have put a link on my website that a lot of the callers into this show, a lot of the listeners have utilized, and that link takes you right to the comment page on the rule, and the comment period is still open. It's been extended to, I think it's October 21st, something like that. And I always urge people to get on that link because comments really matter. You know, sometimes you might think, well, yeah, but they ignore them. They don't listen to us. And you're right. They oftentimes don't. But the more that we populate our concerns, the more we populate the website, the EPA website and the open docket with our concerns, the more they have to read through, the more they have to consider, and they may still want to, you know, shove our faces in it, but it makes it a lot harder for them, a lot longer, and it can actually have an impact. There's
it's
that.
Like polling. Most administrations, you know, rule by polling, and it's not so much the content of the comment, like you're saying, it's the quantity of comments.
That's actually a very good analogy, and of course, no administration's been more governed more by polling than this one, and we could cite lots of examples. But this most recent issue with relationship to the map, what sort of precipitated all that was we had a hearing in the Science, Space, and Technology Committee that I'm a member of sometime in July. It was second or third week in July, something like that, shortly before the August work period began, or district work period. And we had on this witness stand, a single witness, and it was the deputy administrator of the EPA. And when we had learned about these secret maps that were supposedly being developed to try to identify all the wet spots and wetlands and potential wetlands and these intermittent streams, we asked him under oath, we asked him in the committee to, present the data, present those maps. And while they've been reluctant to, and frankly, the EPA has been reluctant to, along with several other agencies that we have jurisdiction over in the committees I'm on, have been reluctant to provide public information, they eventually produced these maps, and that's what we released. That's what the committee released, the national map, and I released the North Dakota version of the map last week. And it has, I will say, Gene, of all the issues that we've taken up, that I've taken up personally, this one has certainly garnered the most attention across the country. Between all the news services, lots of the national media have picked up on it, because it is such an egregious example of two things. First of all, just how far-reaching the EPA hopes to go with regard to...
Well, it kind of makes you ask the question, whatever happens to your real estate rights? Where's your grandfathering clauses? It's like, forget that. This is how it's going to be. We know you. This land has been in your family for 100 years. We know your grandfather did this, and then your father changed this, and now your grandson wants to do this. Forget that anymore. That's you're going to do what the federal government wants you to do with your land that you pay taxes on.
Well, there you, and you're right to the you're right at the pinpoint of the problem of the real big issue in my view, because remember the EPA. The federal government has jurisdiction over navigable waters, and that's the definition, that's the term and the definition that is always at the heart of the issues. What's navigable waters? And the reason the federal government has jurisdiction over navigable waters, it has nothing to do with the water. It has to do with the fact that navigable waters, like railroads and interstate highways, have as their primary purpose the movement of interstate commerce. So the federal government, by virtue of the Interstate Commerce Clause in the Constitution of the United States, does have jurisdiction over interstate commerce, not water. Water is the expressed jurisdiction of the states in which the water resides. So you have, on the one hand, an absolute thumbing of the nose by the federal government of the state's jurisdiction, and then further, to your point, private property rights. And people say, well, this is extremism, or they'll say, I've been accused of paranoia, that this is just, an extreme example, that there's really no intention of such a thing. And the EPA themselves say these things, except why else would you be doing it? Twice the United States Supreme Court has said no to the EPA when they've tried to do this, when they've tried to extend their jurisdiction beyond navigable waters to include water that may someday become navigable or get to navigation waterways. And so, here they are after a third time trying to, quote, clarify, that's their term, clarify the rule. So we're going to fight back hard on it. Their farmers and ranchers are very appreciative.
What you had said on the onset, the way these things always end is obviously in court. And so the trade organizations that are appealing against this, the farmer organizations, corn growers, soybean growers, and livestock associations and such, the best thing they can do right now, the cheapest, is for all the members to comment on the comment period and express their concerns with it.
That's exactly right.
If the volume of that doesn't help, then they're going to end up where it always ends up, and that's in court.
It always ends up in court, and it's very expensive for, obviously, it's expensive for the federal government, in this case the plaintiff, oftentimes, or the defendant it would be, and then of course the plaintiffs being the private property owners and those that represent them.
Yes, and so with that issue, when's this going to be taken up? When you go back within the first week or two, or
will the comment period hold its own? Yeah, we'll keep pushing it, and we as the House of Representatives, at least the Senate has raised some of the similar concerns. They haven't had the level of hearings and things that we've had in the House. Imagine that, and we actually have passed in the Water and Energy Appropriations Bill, so the House has been passing appropriations bills, the Senate hasn't passed any, which is going to make for a very busy September, I might add, as we take up a continuing resolution to fund the government. But in our Water and Energy Appropriations Bill, we do have an amendment in there that prohibits the federal government from spending any of that appropriations on carrying out enforcing the rules of the waters of the U.S. So if we can keep that amendment in some sort of omnibus spending bill or continuing resolution, probably not a CR, but likely later in the year in a lame duck, we can at least hold them off for a year or two at a time until we can change the policy.
You know, in regards to the EPA now in North Dakota, they've opened an Office of Environmental Crime Detectives to investigate. Are they? Is it just a few states they're opening these offices, or are they doing this in all 50 states, or are we being singled out?
Well, we're being, I don't know that we're being singled out, but we're certainly being... we're certainly part of an elite group, shall we say. Let's face it, this administration does not like what's happening in North Dakota. They haven't been able to have a lot of impact on fracking because, of course, fracking has proven over and over and over again to be safe. Even the EPA itself, as hard as they've tried, hasn't been able to touch it. And because it's under private land, not public land and federal lands. And so now their next method is to, you know, to be aggressive about enforcement. The only, I always say the only thing worse than really bad rules are really zealous enforcement agents ready to play sheriff. And, I think it's a problem. I think it shows you the priorities of this administration.
Hey, grab a break here. 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. What's in your mind, Congressman Kevin Cramer? More coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roltec electric conversion system from AgriCover, featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roltec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Custom Bakken Chemistry, the latest sprayer technology, the best undercarriage wash in North Dakota, and two inside bays. You'll find it all 24/7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash. What do truckers say about you, Megan? Why do they love the North Dakota Truck Wash so much?
We definitely are conveniently located behind Senex and Stanley, and we can guarantee short wait times, and we just have the chemistry down so then we can clean the truck efficiently.
South of the Pinnacle, Senex on the truck bypass, Stanley. Call them at 701-628-1550.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
After the hour, what's on your mind with Congressman Kevin Cramer? Your chance to get in now, 1-800-228-0550, 1-800-228-0550. It's all brought to you in part today by MyPillow. You know how annoying it can be to get that pillow just right. The thing is, MyPillow has a patented interlocking fill that adjusts to any sleep position. That's one of the things that makes it the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. Yes, there is one. And yes, it is machine washable and dryable, just like your favorite pair of blue jeans or whatever. It's non-allergenic. I know sometimes that can be an issue. Yeah, I don't want to sneeze or end up with all puffy eyes and all that stuff. It stays cool. You don't have to flip the pillow over. There's none of that stuff. There's even a 60-night money-back guarantee. Try it out. It's got a 10-year warranty. It will not go flat. My Pillow. 1-800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott. You can also go online to mypillow.com. 50% savings. It's 2-for-1 in their original classic pillows with My Pillow. 50% savings on those original classic pillows. 2-for-1. Get it now. 1-800-506-9028. Promo code Scott. Or go to mypillow.com. 1-800-228-0550. 1-800-228-0550. Eugene Greiner in for Scott Hennen. Congressman Kevin Cramer, your calls here on What's on Your Mind.
And thank you for Kevin hanging on the line for us. Before we go on to the next topics, we do have a caller on the line. We're going to welcome Tim from Fargo, listening on the flag out there. Tim, welcome to What's on Your Mind. You have Congressman Cramer on the line with you.
Yes, hello.
Hi, Tim.
I only have a high school diploma and all, but I do know that water is a very simple molecule. Two parts hydrogen, one part oxygen. It evaporates. It goes up to the clouds and comes down somewhere else. Water can't be owned. So I'm pretty sure that the EPA knows this. Most of them are college graduates. And I know that this is probably about land.
Right.
This is all this is, land. If you don't own your land, if someone controls your land, you don't really own it to begin with.
Tim has hit the nail on the head, and that's why when you talked earlier, Eugene, you referenced real estate and private property and private property rights. That's really what's at stake. It is private property rights. It's about land. We often refer to this rule as a land grab, and if you control the land, you might as well own the land. Because we know, for example, I know of a person right now in North Dakota. I can't mention the name. It's a case. It's one of our casework cases. But who was approached by the Corps of Engineers on his land that has been in his family for three. He's the third generation at least. He's developing some rack, and his grandfather had created, man-made now, a drainage ditch. Well, he's building over that drainage ditch, and now a Corps of Engineers official approached him on his land and said, you have to cease doing this because this is a drainage ditch. And he said, yeah, but it's my land, and it's my grandfather that dug the ditch. It's not a natural, it's not a natural waterway. And he actually referenced this Waters of the U.S. Well, the Waters of the U.S. isn't even a rule. It's a proposed rule. But this is how zealous they are, you guys.
They're already implementing what is considered a possible policy.
That's right. And Tim's right. When you start messing with people's private property, and then you're talking about the nub of the issue.
Yes. Thanks, Tim, for the call. Kevin.
Welcome.
Yep, Kevin, I was moving on to the other. There's so many issues we had to keep moving along.
Sure.
You did make your releases on the rail issues. One that stands out to me, how Burlington Northern, they're reporting their cars to grain cars, about 1,336 past due cars, averaging about 10.2 days late. I'm finding that number, is that possibly, can it be that low? Because I've heard of unit trains 10 months behind in some cases.
Yeah, they've made tremendous progress in the last several weeks. And
it has to be weeks, not last month. Yeah,
probably. And what's happened, though, and in Burlington Northern is sort of on track to what, if you excuse the expression, what they said they would be. They thought they'd get to about 1,000 cars this week, and I think the most recent one had them just over 1,000 cars with, like you said, 10 or 10.2 days late. Because they've been able to move, they've gone back to sort of the unit train, emphasis now. For a while during the summer, they were able to move out some of the smaller orders and get them in and get them out. But they've also been fortunate in one regard. It's not so fortunate for farmers, but in that we're having another very late harvest. Of course, we had a late planting season, and now it's getting to be a late harvest. Problematic, certainly, for our small grains right now. But that has afforded them some time that they might not have had in a normal season. So they've been able to catch up fairly well. Now, Eugene, I like to promote good news, but we're also heading in now to what's looking like a bumper crop, another sort of consolidated harvest season, although our corn is far from harvest, and I hope it can, beat the frost.
Far from being safe to frost.
Yeah, exactly. So, but we're looking at the very least at a late harvest, a big harvest, and another wet harvest, which, of course, adds the complicating factor of
more cost, drying it down.
Yeah, exactly. Cost and getting the fuel, here to dry down with. I'm hearing of farmers that are harvesting 18% to 20% moisture wheat right now. That's I don't have to tell you, you're a commodities guy.
They want to get that off to beat the next rainstorm.
Well, that's it. They're all beating the next rainstorm. That's exactly right. And so anyway, we need to keep the pressure on. Yes. Yeah, BNSF has made some progress. CP, not as much.
What's with CP and wanting every elevator to cancel their current order, meaning lose your lineup, and then go into some kind of shuffle of some kind?
Some sort of a shuttle program into the future. And so what's happened, and I've been fairly hard on them for this, because one of the things I think we have to be fair and say is that a lot of this was obviously not intended. A lot of it's weather-related. A lot of it's the blessing of overproducing a commodity that our country needs, and producing it faster than we can build out the infrastructure. And there are lots of solutions, and I think a lot of them, Eugene, long-term solutions, including pipelines, including more rail that BNSF is investing in, more locomotives. We're going to get there.
It's they're trying to do short lines where they're double, going both ways.
Precisely, exactly. And that will relieve, when we get more of that built, that will relieve a lot of the pressure. In the short term, though, we have this other problem. But BNSF has also been very transparent. CP has been a little funnier with their numbers. It's never made as much sense. It's a complicated formula, the way they report them. And then suddenly we saw a dramatic decrease in late cars, and wondered what that was all about, only to find out that what that's about is that a lot of elevator operators were canceling their old orders as a condition of participating in a new shuttle program. That's a little bit problematic for me. I just want to get to the bottom of it, and I expect we will. I intend to bring that issue up tomorrow in Fargo at the STB hearing that's being held in Fargo to deal with the issue, because I really want to get our arms wrapped around the truth on this issue. And a lot of elevator operators, while they don't like it, they want to move forward. I want to move forward as well. I think everybody wants to move forward, but we have to do it. We have to be transparent. And Gene, in your business, the certainty, even if it's not good, but knowing the future, knowing the rules, knowing the situation is critical to your planning. And if you're not, if you're not getting good information, you can't plan very well. And so we really need to have a very transparent reporting.
That's correct. We're up against a break again, Kevin, at 258-0550 or 1-800-228-0550 if you want to join the conversation with our Congressman Kevin Cramer for the state of North Dakota. We're taking a break. We'll be right back.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Do you love jerky? You're tired of the same old gas station and grocery store stuff? Have I got a website for you? MeatTaffy.com. That's right, MeatTaffy.com. I love that name. What it is a bunch of guys with a jerky addiction got tired of the same old stuff and said, you know what? Let's go find the good stuff. I mean, premium guy candy. Meat Taffy. So they searched all across the USA and found folks out there in smokehouses and tiny meat shops and little independent supermarkets making some of the best jerky ever. And now we have a one-stop shop for all that great jerky. And if you go to MeatTaffy.com, it's what you're going to find. The best. I'm looking at a couple right now. Premium six-packs of thin-cut meat taffy straight from the heart of Kentucky. Fantastic. Or a Bayou Blend. It's a Cajun-inspired pack of jerky that was born in the Bayou. Really good. High quality, hard to get, but easy to love. Meat Taffy. Made easy at MeatTaffy.com. Go to the website. They'll ship it to you wherever you are. MeatTaffy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
And welcome back to What's on Your Mind, 258-0550 or 1-800-228-0550. We have some callers on the line right now. Randy from Bismarck, you're on the line with Congressman Kramer.
Hi. Well, we're talking about water and commerce, like the highways and... I, the state of North Dakota, I've yet to see a barge go down the river, so I don't know why they're bringing this up.
Yeah.
And I have a problem when government starts controlling every little hole that has water in it. Two, being as we're on the water subject, and I heard something about the Corps also involved in this.
Yes.
I don't know if anybody's noticed in the state, but we're setting up for the perfect storm again on a river and our lake. And I'm just curious why... we should be talking to the Corps about what's going on to make sure that we have enough storage, because this was the same setup we had before we had the flood. So, I mean, you look out there and you see it, the amount of rain we're having, we should probably be looking into this.
Yeah, Randy raises a number of important points, and I want to speak to the first one first regarding to, you know, the privacy of the land, and if you dig a hole or one of the issues, interestingly, you might remember, Eugene, a few weeks back, or a couple months back, it was actually the week of July 4th, when Congress was home for the July 4th recess, the EPA put out an emergency a rule that would allow them to garnish the wages of people that they thought were in violation of EPA rules. And by the way, these are people who have no opportunity to adjudicate their violation or the notice of violation. That the EPA, and it would be the first agency in the history of the country to garnish the wages from people that they are the convictor and the jury for. And they did it under this emergency rule that allows them to only have 30 days comment period. The one thing that can undo that rule, or at least to force them to repeal it and reconsider it, is if there's strong opposition. We learned of the opposition while I was here in North Dakota in July. Signed a letter. There were 19 of us that signed a letter to the EPA. I got on this show, put up the link to the website for people to get on and comment and voice their opposition, and within a week, the EPA withdrew that rule. And that rule, one of the people that they were going to fine $75,000 is a family in Wyoming, a farm family in Wyoming that put a pond in their front yard, for just their own purposes, their own recreational purposes, a pond in their front yard. EPA found them in violation and wanted to issue a $75,000 fine, and they could garnish those wages without them even having an opportunity to adjudicate. That's how egregious it gets. Now, with regard to his last comment, Randy's point about the perfect storm setting up for another flood, I have to admit, I have noticed that there's a lot of water in the reservoir.
And the river's running high, too.
I don't know what the situation is downstream, but we're going to look into it and find out what the situation is. Certainly, the North Dakota Water Commission watches this stuff very closely, very carefully. And as you know, before the last flood, they were warning in the middle of the winter, saying, you know what, there's a lot of water upstream. There's a lot of water and a lot of snowpack in the mountains. We maybe should make some capacity for that. And the Corps has all these other considerations. Not
well, that shows how the original intent of the dam changed so drastically, because it was started out for, A, was first flooding. Second was farmers. Of course, that went haywire the Garrison Diversion. Third, then, was recreation. And fourth was wildlife. Well, they flipped it around, and the piping clovers were at the top, and they, when they needed to raise the water levels, they were holding it back. I'll never forget, for the sandbars, back that water for the piping clover nesting, when the water should have just been let go and let the piping clover go somewhere else. But
well, and it's funny
it
thing
all
about
led
nature.
Up perfect
yeah.
storm.
Yeah, no, it's a funny thing about birds and fish, and they have a tendency to avoid places that aren't safe. You know, the same with prehistoric fish like the pallid sturgeon and others that have higher priority.
Yeah,
higher
than the flood control.
Then flood control. And
yeah, it was above flood control.
And again, private property.
Yeah, we have a caller on the line. Nick from Jamestown is joining us. Welcome, Nick, to What's on Your Mind. You're on the line with Congressman Kramer.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, Nick.
My question had to deal with the oil field. I'm not quite sure how it works. You know, spills and stuff and salt water, and they can't, you know, till land anymore. About in Alaska, where they pay their residents so much money a month or year. I don't know if that's something that they can do in North Dakota or been brought up or anything.
Yeah. Okay, so Nick's raising some questions that are probably more state issues than federal issues. However, he raises, I think, some very relevant points. And I missed some of it, Nick. I have to admit there was a little fuzzy connection. But I heard the reference to Alaska, which is always intriguing to me. One of the things that's unique about North Dakota, I shouldn't say unique, but that's different than a lot of the
we other, have income tax and Alaska doesn't.
That's it. See, so we have an income tax. The second thing, of course, is that our oil is largely under private land. Now, that's not to say that there's not a larger impact, but it's largely under private land, which is why it's been so successful in terms of the development of it. That said, in my view, this is my personal view, I think that the best way to get more relief to the citizens is a result of these rich natural resources we have is in cutting or eliminating the income tax. I think that's how you share that wealth in a way that not only shares the wealth, but and acknowledges the rich natural resources that we have, but it also incents greater investment, more jobs creation, and would make
and more interest in traveling for the jobs, because if you're grabbing this greater income, you're not paying income tax on this greater income up here.
Well, and see,
and you're
to
flipping
me,
your dollars
really
and creating sales
that's,
tax.
That's right, and we have a pretty balanced tax structure. I don't want to, state that we don't, but I know that policymakers concerned that if we eliminated an income tax, it'd be hard to get it back if we ever needed it, and those kinds of things. But I trust the natural order of things and the free markets, and I think an elimination of the income tax is the best way to accomplish the first, policy goal of that Nick presents in equating us to Alaska.
Yeah. We have another caller on the line. Thanks, Nick. Dave from Beulah joining us on KFYR. Welcome, Dave, to What's on Your Mind. You're on with Kevin Kramer.
Hi, Dave.
Yeah. Hello, Kevin. Hey, you know what I heard the other day? I thought when talking about the rail car shortage, I thought that because of some kind of recent agreement that was made or some kind of deal that was signed or whatever, that what they were going to do is they were going to wipe the slate clean as far as the back order of rail cars. And started as a more recent date, so it didn't make it look like there was they just made it a little more recent, like let's say as of August 1st or whatever the deal, instead of taking it what it was before, and that's why it looks like there's not near as much of a back order. Have you heard anything on that?
Yeah, so I think, Dave, what you're referring to is the CP Rail shuttle program, and what they've done is they've gone to shippers, to grain elevators, and said, we have this wonderful new shipper, this shuttle program going forward, And we'd love to sign you up for it. We think it'll be much better. It'll be more efficient, productive, and all of those things. And I'm simplifying it for the case just to illustrate this. But the only condition on participating in this new shuttle program is that you cancel all of your back orders. And so it does sort of wipe that slate clean, as you put it, and everything's forward-looking, so then all those late cars, those late days, appear to have been delivered, when in reality they've just been canceled orders. And that is somewhat concerning to me, to say the least, because I think it's somewhat dishonest, at least in how it's reported. Now, that it's certainly up to a local shipper if they want to go that route. I think it's somewhat bullying, but it's up to them. If they think that serves their farmers the best and serves their marketing needs the best, who might say they shouldn't do it. But I just like a little more transparency by a common carrier railroad that's subject to, the benefits of holding shippers, as a monopoly and enjoys the federal right-of-way that they enjoy. So,
there's a payoff. They have the right-of-way. They have monopoly for that. They have concessions they have to follow through and hold good to on the promise.
Right.
Dave, thanks for joining us. We have another caller on the line, Les, listening to KCJB. He's from Washburn. Les, welcome to What's on Your Mind. You're on the line with Congressman Kevin Cramer.
Hi, Les. I just had a problem with the income tax thing. Income tax has never been a problem in North Dakota. It isn't that big. It isn't that big of a burden on anyone. And the only people that it really benefits are the people that have the highest incomes. It doesn't really benefit the poorest among us. And I would like to see the Constitution amended to allow payments directly to residents in North Dakota, just like Alaska does.
Well, again, one of the challenges I think you have, and we could get to that point, at some point. Right now, the system that the legislature has chosen to utilize is a sort of a balanced approach to the tax relief by cutting rates. Every couple of years they've cut income tax rates a little bit. They've certainly provided a property tax relief. But it's always ad hoc. It's sort of year to year, whereas cutting a real rate permanently or getting rid of a rate altogether, like an income tax rate, or I guess you could do the same with sales tax. It might have similar, might even benefit more people if you eliminate or reduce the sales tax by a penny or something like that, and it would spur other type of economic activity. The one thing though about an income tax, the reason I like looking more at the income tax is because history has proven and economics has proven that when you get rid of an income tax, it does spur other investment. It's a trigger. It's an incentive for more businesses to locate in your state. So, for example, take the oil and gas
industry. Well, New York is advertising that as well.
If you want the headquarters of these companies as opposed to just the transient, and that's not to belittle the transient workers and the transient parts of the industry. It's all very good for all of us. But if you want to start moving the headquarters of these companies into a place like North Dakota, then you're talking about going against a state like Texas that doesn't have an income tax, and that's what makes the income tax so attractive to more investors.
Yeah, North American Coal years ago used to have their corporate headquarters in Bismarck, North Dakota. My office is in their building.
That's right.
And they moved to Texas.
That's right.
Corporate headquarters.
That's right. So while the point is a good one, that it doesn't necessarily may not help. The lower income people as much as higher income people, it does in the sense that it brings a lot more of the high paying jobs into the area, which provides a lot more opportunity for people. So that's my only thing. But you make a relevant point, and I think it's an honest philosophical and policy discussion. And I think the legislature talks about this every 2 years, and at the end they all sort of consider a more balanced.
Well, I think the big gripe that some have and what I represent, and I understand your point, Les, I take your point, but we have surrounding states. No income tax. We have oil-producing states, Texas, Alaska, no income tax. And what many people talk about is, at what point in time do we let our surpluses balloon out of control, and you have legislatures that, well, we got this money here, we should spend it on this, or let's go spend it on that, or you get new initiated measures to spend it on something else. I say let the people spend the money, let them keep it. I see you're up against the break. We'll be right back. Thank Les for your call. Yeah, we're on What's on Your Mind.
1-800-228-0550. 1-800-228-0550. What's on your mind?
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
At this time of year, soybean fields need to be scouted for increasing soybean aphid populations. Soybean aphids are found on the underside of leaves in the upper trifoliate. The economic threshold for soybean aphids is 250 aphids per plant on 80% or more of the plants. Scout fields from the late vegetative to the R5 growth stage. NDSU Extension Entomology does not recommend a tank mix application of glyphosate and insecticide if soybean aphid numbers are not at an economic threshold. Applying insecticides too early to control soybean aphids may result in a reinvasion of aphids, which would require a second insecticide application. For more information, visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Remember when animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers who raise animals for food in our great state? There was one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, that decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices. And the measure passed with nearly 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress that made this country great. Learn more about all the Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your North Dakota Farm Bureau. Find out more at ndfb.org.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Back to What's on Your Mind. I'm Gene Grainer in with Todd Mitchell as we are visiting with Congressman Kevin Cramer, and a lot of contentious activities taking place in the state with the EPA, along with the conversation of getting the railroads to hold up their end of the deal with their right-of-way rights that they have and the monopolies they get to run with their lines, and many other issues continue. Our clock is running out here to run some time on some conversations as we have Congressman Cramer with us. We have had a caller has been on the line here for a little while. Lewis from Carpio. Is it? That's where he's from? Carpio, did I say that right?
I guess.
Yes, okay.
Carpio.
Lewis is still on the line.
Hi,
yet.
Lewis.
Hi, Lewis. Welcome to What's On Your Mind.
Hello. They're talking about cutting income tax. Mm-hmm. Instead, when you file your income tax, send in your receipts with all your sales tax, and they can refund that at that time or later time. That way, if you're North Dakota resident, you get it. If you pay taxes or buy things, you get it. If you're on food stamps, you don't pay sales tax on that. So, you know, the people that are actually supporting the state are the ones that get the money back.
Sure, sure.
As far as Sakakawea and the dam and the flooding, if it gets to being too bad, have the governor take the National Guard in and take it over.
Well, Lewis, you raised such an interesting issue to me, because one of the things with regard to the water rights issue is, you know, somewhere along the line, while the Constitution gives jurisdiction to states, we've sort of acquiesced a little bit, you know, over the years passively to the federal government in a lot of these areas, and certainly management of, you know, the Missouri River has been one of those areas. And suddenly, when we have a grievance, we always go to the Corps' hearings and bring our grievance under their jurisdiction. And I've often wondered, if we really believe that this, you know, that the Missouri River, for example, and the channel water is ours, even in the reservoir, maybe we should have a hearing and let them come and bring their grievance to us and assume our what we believe is our rightful jurisdiction. And
well, a few years ago, when the water was low and cities were having to redo their city water,
mm-hmm.
I've been perfect time to go in and do that and get some water in the dam.
Sure.
You know, they've got dams farther downstream. I live by the one by Yankton,
sure.
Evans Point.
Yeah.
That thing's never low.
Yeah.
You know, they're worried more about somebody moving a little bit of corn down to Missouri down by Omaha than they are people that live up here.
Right.
Okay. Thanks, well, Lewis, for joining
great
us.
Great point, Lewis. I appreciate it, yeah.
Yeah, we have Terry on the line from Glen Allen. We've just kind of running the clock here real quick. Terry, welcome to What's On Your Mind. You're on the line with Congressman Kevin Cramer.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Kevin. Say, I'm kind of for reducing property taxes instead of reducing income tax, because I'm talking property is something you make money off of, not
sure.
houses. I'm talking about, like, if you own a small town business in North Dakota, business in a small town in North Dakota, you're forced to pay taxes even if you're making an income or not.
Right.
That would spur more economic development than anything. I mean, if you'd lower our property taxes on our businesses, they could even afford to pay their employees more, maybe, or something.
Sure.
Too.
Yeah, no, and I think that's a very reasonable argument, Terry, and I think that's really where the legislature and the governor have focused the last several years. The only thing that's a little bit hard with it is making it more permanent at the state level when property taxes are levied and collected at more the local level. So that's always been a little bit of an awkward thing with regard to property tax policy. But I think you make a very relevant point. And isn't it great to be in a state where we have so many resources that we argue about which tax we're going to cut? You know,
well,
I like that a lot better than my other 434 colleagues in the Congress have.
If you guys don't keep fighting, though, they're going to put us in the same shape as the rest of the state. But
yeah.
Well, if you're not going to lower property tax, then give everybody a little bit of money back, and then we can pay our property taxes with us. We can buy a new Vespa or whatever we want to do.
Sure. I just prefer permanent policies that are, you know, reliable, so that we can have investment decisions based on what we know to be the case tomorrow, as opposed to always having to rely on another session to determine our fate.
If we run out of money, we won't make the income tax permanent either way.
No, then you have to go back to the drawing board, but that's why we meet every
well, that's
couple
why
years.
Nothing's going to be permanent. We
no,
just got to
right.
figure out the best way to do it.
That's right. No, that's exactly right.
Thanks, Terry. Kevin,
Terry,
we have about 2 minutes left. We have 2 minutes left, and we have Vanessa Torres, I believe it is, with C-SPAN, who
yes.
is in Bismarck with the C-SPAN bus. Kevin, I thought you'd make to give her a North Dakota welcome.
Well, welcome, Vanessa, to North Dakota. I want you to know, and I say this a lot in my speeches, I always ask people who the C-SPAN fans are in the crowd, and there's always one or two of them, and then I tell them that they are part of my wife's favorite C-SPAN club because she loves watching C-SPAN ever since I got to Congress. And so I make this little deal with her when I walk down to the floor for, you know, whether it's debate or voting or whatever. I say,
sure.
I say, honey, no, make sure you're watching C-SPAN. I'll give you a little wave down there in front. That's just for you. But she tells me all kinds of things.
Thank you so much, Representative. Thank you so much for welcoming us to Bismarck, North Dakota. It's definitely a beautiful day today.
It is a beautiful day. So, but thanks for being here. We look forward to seeing you. I'll be down at the NAB for lunch.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, and thank you for greeting us.
You bet.
Thanks. Well, Kevin, thank you so much. As we wrap up another hour, I'm sorry to the callers we didn't get to. We've just ran out of time. But, Kevin, when do you fly back to Washington, D.C.?
Okay, head back Monday of next week, and we've got a lot on the plate, probably a continuing resolution. The Export-Import Bank renewal is going to be a fight that will be taken up the next couple of weeks. A number of energy bills that we're going to pass out of the House again in hopes that Harry Reid will take some of them up. So lots going on. Obviously, we have the War Powers Act that's kicked in as a result of the president's airstrikes. And
Congressman, thanks a lot. We got a wrapper there. What's on your mind? Scott, back tomorrow?
Ooh, no dead chickens. Find out.
Lakeside Living for $150,000? Unheard of. No way. Not at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota, where you can own hassle-free lake living. That's right. ChaseOnTheLake.com. Click on condo sales. The prices have been reduced by 35%. They're going fast, folks. Make an appointment today. Call Jerry, 218-209-5366 for your personal tour. 218-209-5366. Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Tell them Scott sent you.
We all know beef jerky comes in all shapes and sizes, but most of the beef jerky we eat comes from gas stations and grocery stores. And I don't know about you, but I'm sick of it. Thank goodness I found out about MeatTaffy.com and a bunch of guys with a jerky addiction who had enough of the same old store brand jerky. These guys travel around to smokehouses and tiny meat shops, sometimes even people's garages, to hunt down the best tasting premium guy candy. They find the good stuff and make it easy to get. Get Meat Taffy delivered right to your door. Go to MeatTaffy.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.